Hey there, awesome humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like a hamster wheel just keeping you busy, but not really moving you anywhere. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the Great Wall of China, and self-care is the last thing on your mind? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you that prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's actually the secret weapon to unlocking peak mental health. Think of your mind like a high-performance engine. To run smoothly and efficiently, it needs regular maintenance, fuel, and the occasional tune-up. And guess what? Self-care is exactly that, the essential maintenance for your mental well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, self-care sounds great in theory, but with all these responsibilities, where do I even find the time? Here's the thing, self-care isn't about grand gestures or elaborate spa days, although those are awesome. It's about weaving small, intentional acts of kindness into your everyday routine. Think of it like building healthy habits, one brick at a time. You wouldn't wait until your car's completely broken down before taking it for service, right? So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care and level up your mental game. First up, set boundaries. This means learning to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. It's okay to prioritize your own needs. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Saying no sometimes is actually saying yes to yourself. Think of it like this. When someone asks you to do something, imagine a little internal alarm going off that's your boundary system buzzing. Second, make time for movement. We're not talking about marathon training here. Just finding ways to get your body moving can make a world of difference. A quick walk in nature, some yoga stretches at home, or even dancing like nobody's watching, anything that gets your blood pumping and releases those feel-good endorphins. Third, feed your mind with goodness. Just like you wouldn't put junk food into your body and expect it to run smoothly, avoid overloading your brain with negativity. Limit exposure to toxic news cycles, social media comparisons, and anything that leaves you feeling drained or anxious. Instead, choose uplifting content, inspiring stories, and books that spark joy and curiosity. Remember, what you feed your mind shapes your reality. Fourth, connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures, and strong connections are essential for our well-being. Make time for meaningful conversations, quality time with loved ones, or even joining a group where you can share common interests. Finally, practice gratitude. This one sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Taking a few moments each day to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your entire perspective and boost your happiness levels. You'd be surprised how much of a difference focusing on the positive can make. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these principles into practice. I was juggling several projects. Deadlines were looming, and honestly, I felt like I was drowning in to-do lists. Instead of pushing myself harder, I decided to take a step back. I set boundaries with some less important commitments, took a walk in the park to clear my head, and focused on one task at a time. I even made a gratitude list listing things as simple as a good cup of coffee or a funny meme that brightened my day. You know what? It made all the difference. I felt calmer, more focused, and surprisingly, I was actually more productive because I wasn't overwhelmed. Remember, prioritizing self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate your wins along the way. You deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. So, what are you waiting for? Start weaving those self-care rituals into your day. Take that walk, listen to that song that makes you move, call a friend who lifts you up, or simply take a few deep breaths and be present in this moment. You got this. And until next time, remember, keep it calm, keep it confident, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.